Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
Hey, my goodness. Here we are. Big shout out to Christian Television Network audience around the nation and around the world. Our radio audience and the Gulf Coast.
Yes.
Every day, Monday through Friday, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. We're so honored to be there with our sponsors and our partners in your living room every single weekday. And so make sure you catch us there. If you don't catch us on the radio, we're going to be in your living room talking to you, hopefully giving you a light perspective. We want to be alert. We don't want to be found left wanting.
Yeah.
You know, all of a sudden a hand appears on the wall and said, the writing's on the wall. You've been waiting left one here.
All right.
Find out your name.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. P-A-T-R-S.
Oh my.
Anyway, so think about this. So this is like amazing. This is taking place right in our eyes. So we need to pray for Israel. Don't forget about praying for Israel. Find out more about that at VFNTV.com. We want to go right into understanding. And if you missed the earlier programs, you need to catch them. It'll still make sense to you as we're talking about it. But you need to go to the early programs to get a paradigm understanding of all the things that got to this point and why it just feels like this is going to be that moment, any moment this can happen, unless the Lord doesn't want it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But I look at Ezekiel 38, and Steve and John will just join us in the context of reading that, and then I'll just stop as we're going. But when you hear Gog, think about Russia. And President Putin, which we've been talking about, who is now coming into the Ukraine, who's taken over the leadership per being handed the leadership by our president of America, of the United Arab League, over 500 million Muslim, 21 nations. And we've sent Iron Curtain to Turkey, which very well could be Gomer, but nobody really knows if that's Gomer or not. But rest assured, right now, they say, we don't have a chance to talk about it now, but CBN News is reporting that they're flipping over to an Islamic nation government as they're replacing, which is fulfills what's happening, you know, what we're talking about. So in the context of that, that when you say, is this the fulfillment then of Ezekiel 38 and 39, where it's prophesied that God's going to show himself mighty by dealing with the enemies of Israel? And what's really encouraging, because you see so many people blaspheming God. I mean, you see Christians who have not even bother them to go to hear God's name used in vain.
Right.
I'm like, do we even know him? And what you see here, this is what God says. He says, I'm going to deal with those who've used my name in vain here in 38 and 39. Just so you know, that's how he feels about it. And so, Look at Ezekiel. If you could pick up right here, and we'll just start reading through and just kind of pause and talk about it. And think about Gog. Think about Russia. Russia, when you're hearing about Gog in verse 30, verse 1.
The word of the Lord came to the Son of Man, set your face against Gog of the land of Magog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. Prophesy against him and say,
This is important what he's saying here. Even though the enemy looks like they're the ones about to do something terrible to Israel, it's actually God has set his face against the enemies of Israel. But notice this, when you start seeing your enemy rise up against you, it could be God about to deal with your enemy. Because he's setting his face against the very ones that thinks they're setting their face against Israel.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
So don't be all, he's like, why are my enemies rising up? It's like, they're about to be gone. God's about to deal with them.
Get ready.
So set your face against them. What does he say?
This is what the sovereign Lord says. I am against you, Gog, chief prince of Meshech and Tubal. I will turn you around, put hooks in your jaws, and bring you out with your whole army, your horses and your horsemen fully armed, and a great horde with large and small shields, all of them brandishing their swords. Persia, Cush, and Put.
Okay, you have to understand that's Iran, potentially Libya, and Put. So
will be there with them, all with their shields and helmets. Also Gomer,
which is possibly Turkey,
with all its troops, and Beth and Togarmah. From the far north with all of its troops, the many nations with you.
Okay, so you're looking at, okay, first of all, we have the Arab League of Nations, which is approximately 21 nations. You're looking at some of the ones we talked about. That's what you're looking at. It's just like the fulfillment. And he says, all the nations around you will be a trembling cup, and they're coming in. But understand, God has put this in their heart now because he's dealing with them. Understand that he's dealing with the enemies of God, and he's going to use that to show himself to the apple of his eye that he's God, and above him there's none other, and that their eyes are going to see. The reason why we have all this great fruitfulness and we're so blessed, it's strictly because of God. Because if you look at Israel now, Israel is very secular. It's very, anything goes. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people say, well, we need to pattern ourselves after Israel. No, we need to pattern ourselves off the word of God and understand that Israel's perspective is going to change in Ezekiel 38 and 39.
That's right.
It's going to change. That's what's going to happen at that point. And so, Steve, can you pick up there in this first verse?
Get ready. Be prepared, you and all the hordes gathered about you, and take command of them.
Okay, think about this. Get ready, be prepared, and all the hordes will gather about you and take command of them. Well, what happened? We just saw the president of Russia, what? Get them all ready.
Take command.
Take command. And he took command of the surrounding nations that we're talking about in the Word. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at the fulfillment of this prophecy. So, and he took it. And now he's trying to take command of everything, you know. And but we're looking, if you see all the pieces and hear the earlier programs, we facilitated this. We helped with whoever's facilitating. America played a significant role and is playing a role in the context of this, which is not good. So, you know, it's important to see yourself as a Christian and a follower of Jesus Christ, loyal to Jesus first. And a byproduct of that, if you're in America, is, you know, God allowed America to stand. But the church is all over the world. Mm-hmm. So our loyalty is to Jesus Christ. And God will let us keep our nation if we remember that it's a nation. So, okay, Steve?
After many days, you will be called to arms. In future years, you will invade a land that has recovered from war, whose people were gathered from many nations to the mountains of Israel, which had long been desolate. They had been brought out from the nations, and now all of them live in safety. You and all your troops and the many nations with you will go up, advancing like a storm. You will be like a cloud covering the land.
Well, you're looking at here where, you know, all of Israel's been gathered around. From all the different nations. They've come together. God's gathered them from all the different nations. Mm-hmm. So you're looking, he's talking about Israel. Israel's been gathered together from all the different nations. And all these, this hordes of hell, this crew that's coming against God's folks and coming against God, that they're coming against Israel in the context of this. But he's saying they're coming in like a storm. I mean, think about the perfect storm. They're coming in like a storm, and it'll be like a cloud covering the land. So you think about that. It's like a cloud covering the land. You're looking like this is a major tragedy taking place. And you're looking, everything is set up at this moment. Everything's set up at this moment for this to happen. Why people are looking in for a Malaysian airline, or somebody's looking at the Ukraine, right, doing nothing, mind you, but just focusing our attention away from where our Secretary of State made a statement that appeared like he was threatening Israel for another potential, you don't want another intifada, do you, is what he said, as we heard about, and we had his own words being able to say that. But John, you want to pick it up from right there? So we're looking at it so far, right? When you say everything's
yes,
set for this to take place.
After many days, you'll be called to arms. And in future years, you will invade a land that has recovered from war, whose people were gathered from many nations to the mountains of Israel, which had long been desolate. They had been brought out of the nations, and now all of them will live in safety. You and all of your troops and the many nations with you will go up, advancing like a storm. You will be like a cloud covering the land. Verse 10, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. On that day, thoughts will come into your mind.
So understand, this is what he's saying is, God's, I mean, that's why you can't think logically. All of a sudden, a thought's going to come into their minds. Just like a lying spirit came down to Saul, that all of a sudden God's going to fulfill his word, because God is showing himself mighty using the enemies of God. And so all of a sudden, you can't sit here and think you got things figured out with the devil. Understand, they don't know what they're doing. They're held captive to his will.
That's right.
All of a sudden, boom, then God will put a thought in their mind, and all of a sudden, and that's what he says, I'll put a thought in their mind. Okay.
This is what the Sovereign Lord says on that. On that day, thoughts will come into your mind, and you will devise an evil scheme. You will say, I will invade a land of unwalled villages. I will attack a peaceful and unsuspecting people, all of them living without walls and without gates and bars. I will plunder and loot and turn my hand against the resettled ruins and the people gathered from the nations. Rich in livestock and goods, living at the center of the land.
So you're looking at Israel now that they've gathered, they're blessed, they're fruitful, but yet they're vulnerable because the enemy's everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this crawling, the enemy's all over the place. People, enemies of Israel are all over the place. And they're coming up with all these technologies to x-ray people, face identification, all these different techniques is how do we keep ourselves safe?
Mm-hmm.
And it's being birthed out of that, this whole reality that the enemy has been gathered against them. And so and the reason why Israel is actually getting these technologies and these inventions and the blessing is because it's of God. But yet not necessarily does everybody in Israel know.
Right.
And what he's saying is that I'm about to actually make this known to you why it's taking place. But we're going right into Ezekiel 38. We're just looking, hey, is this the fulfillment beginning to take place? Some of the four blood moons and all this stuff is taking place as we speak. And we're at this point, wouldn't you say, John?
Oh, yeah.
That it fulfills, it's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and the purpose, the reason why somebody wants to rob you is because they want your stuff. They want your blessing. And in verse 13, Ezekiel 38, 13, he goes on to say, you're coming here for our gold. You're coming here to plunder us, to loot us, to be able to take all of our livestock, to take, you know, our blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's pick it up at verse 14.
Therefore, son of man, prophesy and say to Gog, this is what the Sovereign Lord says. In that day when my people Israel are living in safety, will you not take notice of it? Will you come from your place in the far north, you and many nations with you?
Okay, hold on a second. God's going to put this thought in their head. He's going like, hey, have you considered my servant Job?
Hmm.
Have you considered Israel and how blessed they are? Right? It's pretty much what's going on right here.
Yeah.
And he says, you're going to come from the far north. What's far north of Israel? Russia.
Hmm.
Gog. Think about it. And we've turned this whole thing over. I mean, just, this is the sad thing. And, I mean, you think of all the things Jesus could have said to his disciples was that a farmer knows what's going on.
Right.
And you don't, my own people, you don't even know what. Did he say that? He's like, a farmer knows when to plant and when to harvest, but you don't even have a clue what's happening here. But yet a centurion watching what was going on, he understood, he saw what was going on. And he said to Jesus said to him, he says, you got it.
Yeah.
He said, I haven't seen anybody in all of Israel with such great faith. You've got this thing. So it is possible. Don't if the masses say they don't see anything, it doesn't mean nothing's not happening. It just means they don't see anything.
Right.
But farmer has to plant. He has to sow. He has to recognize the seasons. And we are called to recognize the season. We might not know the exact this or that, but understand in 1948, Israel became a nation. And the word of God says this generation will not pass until the Lord returns. So, hello, we are getting close. This is some stuff going on quickly.
Right.
And so here we are now when he talks about, you know, therefore, son of man, prophesy to the and say to Gog, you can say, therefore, son of man, prophesy and say to President Putin.
Hmm.
Think about it. Yeah. Say to Russia. This is what the Sovereign Lord says. In that day when my people, Israel, are living in safety. I mean, think about how many Americans have said, I've heard Americans say, if I want to think I'll go to Israel, I'll be safer in Israel.
Hey.
And he goes, you know, will you not come from your place in the far north, Putin?
Mm.
With your friends in Syria, your friends in Iran, Persia, your friends in Gomer, maybe Turkey, your friends in the White House? I don't know. I mean, it's like, hey.
Hey.
I mean, even President Bush is painting pictures of Putin.
I know.
It is not time. It is not time right now to have your portrait of Putin.
Lord.
Is that right?
Help
us. I looked in his eyes and I could tell. And that wasn't him that said that?
Yeah.
Dear Lord, help us.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Do you ever feel as though you and your husband are drifting? This is Focus on the Family Minute. I'm John Fuller, and Patricia Ashley felt disconnected from her husband. But then she noticed how much time he spent with their daughter, and she realized that she needed to take a cue from that little girl.
When he'd be working on the car, she would go out there and lay up under the car or sit down on the side of the car and talk to him. So I started going out there sitting at the side of the car talking. And when he'd be out in the backyard cutting the grass, she'd be walking up and down the grass with him and talking to him. And guess what? I started walking up and down the grass, and I started talking to him.
Time together is key to having a strong relationship. And you can hear all of Patricia's inspiring message today at FocusOnTheFamily.com/radio.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily VFN Radio Program. I'm excited for all of our viewers and listeners that are joining us all across the nation and around the world. Of course, our Christian Television Network audience, we're excited to be with you here today and sharing all the things that God just put on our heart to share with you. Joining me today in the studio is the producer, Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
And Steve Kalaszewski.
Good day, sir.
Good day. That's what I wanted to hear. Good day. Good day. Don't forget that we are two programs back to back. Of course, you can catch two programs back to back. You can catch us on VFNTV.com. Of course, we have, he keeps me good.
Keep you on track,
hey,
man.
Hey, listen, I need it. Lord knows I need it.
We all need it.
But you can catch us and everything that you need to know, really, about the program, VFNTV, at VFNTV.com. We have so many different ways that you can connect, whether that's podcasts or downloading the app. Of course, we have video for you to see, and there's so much there. Just visit VFNTV.com and stay a while. Mm-hmm. And, of course, share with a friend.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
And so here we are. I mean, these things being fulfilled, right? So far, right? Mm-hmm. So far. And it's never been a day like this. And so let's go ahead and finish. He says in verse 15 again.
You will come from your place in the north, you and many nations with you, all of them riding on horses, a great horde, a mighty army. You will advance against my people Israel like a cloud that covers the land. In days to come, Gog, I will bring you against my land, so that the nations may know me when I am proved holy through you before their eyes.
Well, think about this. So, first of all, you think about horses. Well, think about this, even though there's still horses being used in that region, that everything that, I don't care if it's a vehicle, a sports car, whether it's a race car, whether it's a tractor, whether it's a tank, this is one thing they call it. They call it horse-powered.
Mm,
you know, right. 150 horsepower, 250 horsepower, 400 horsepower, because everything's compared to what? The horse. And so when you see an army coming in, it doesn't have to be unnecessarily on horseback, which could still be some horse. But you're looking at, you know, that these are it's horse powered. We call it horse powered.
A massive move.
Isn't that great? And it's just like, yeah. Oh my goodness. You know, that's like 400 horsepower, 400 horses coming against you. And they said they'll come in like a cloud. Understand, God is facilitating this thing. No matter what people tell you, this is the word of God. He's saying, I'm facilitating this thing. And you see God, Russia. You know, you're looking at Putin, like, how could this man? And he's like, he's not. But God is allowing this to take place right here. And he says, so the nations may know. That's us too. Everybody on the face of this earth will know that he is the one. He is God. That Jesus Christ is the Lord, the Messiah, that God is the one that's protecting us. That's what this is about. And who, I mean, how often are we guilty of when tragedy begins to happen? We just think, it's over. You know, it's over. Edit. I was like, really? Is it over just because a little oil spilt on your shore? I mean, really? Come on.
Oh.
Anyway, so Steve, let's pick it up at verse 17 right there.
This is what the sovereign Lord says. You are the one I spoke of in former days by my servants, the prophets of Israel. At that time, they prophesied for years that I would bring you against them. This is what will happen in that day. When Gog attacks the land of Israel, my hot anger will be aroused.
This is exciting to me because you see so many people coming against God's folks and coming against God. You think, what day, Lord? What day will justice come? What day will you avenge your name? What day for these twisted, perverted, bipolar narratives be put to naught, you know? And we're looking like God's going right here.
Yeah.
Here. We're not talking about the end of the, we're not talking about the end day coming of the Lord. We're talking about God dealing and showing himself.
And so many people are sheltered from true evil. There's so many sheltered from the demonic things that happen because they stay enclosed in their own world. They don't realize that there is evil in this land. There's evil that's happening that's horrible. And God says, listen, I'm going to deal with this.
And he's saying, so pick it up again in 18 there. So when you hear Gog, just say Russia, just so it fits in there, Steve.
This is what will happen in that day. When Russia attacks the land of Israel.
Oh, my goodness. Think about that. Okay.
My hot anger will be aroused, declares the sovereign Lord. In my zeal and fiery wrath, I declare that at the time there shall be a great earthquake in the land of Israel.
So we're finding out that when this begins to happen, an earthquake is going to take place. Okay.
The fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the beasts of the field, every creature that moves along the ground, and all the people on the face of the earth will tremble at my presence.
And think about it. Even right now at Yellowstone Park, when the bison are running out of Yellowstone because they know the earth is trembling. There's one thing about nature and animals, they know that, you know, earthquakes are taking place. So when you start seeing the running of the bison and all that, you know, this thing's about to happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All the people on the face of the earth will tremble at my presence. The mountains will be overturned, the cliffs will crumble, and every wall will fall to the ground.
This is so important because he says, then all the people on the earth, think about it. All. Is this not exciting? This Jesus, this God, this Lord, this Spirit that we've been preaching. He said, they've been talking to you. They've been prophesying to you. They've been telling you. And he said, then everybody's going to know, all the ethnos, all the nations, all the people group, all this, they'll know that he's God. This is an exciting moment. This is a very exciting moment when you're understanding what's taking place. And he says, and it's not just for Israel, it's for all the nations. And to me, it's just so exciting. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
That is so exciting. Okay.
The mountains will be overturned, the cliffs will crumble, and every wall will fall to the ground. I will summon a sword against Gog, Russia, on all my mountains, declares the sovereign Lord. Every man's sword will be against his brother. I will execute judgment on him with plague and bloodshed.
So we're looking at plagues coming. We're looking at bloodshed coming. We're looking at the earthquake so severe, the mountains are coming down. Okay.
I will pour down torrents of rain, hailstones, and burning sulfur on him and on his troops and on the many nations with him.
Which looks like volcanic activity and the earthquake, and all of a sudden you're looking at magma coming into the air and coming down. Mm-hmm.
And so I will show my greatness and my holiness, and I will make myself known in the sight of many nations. Then they will know that I am the Lord.
This is awesome. I just want to pause right here for a moment. He's talking about, then I will show my greatness and my holiness, and I will make myself known in the sight of the many nations.
Wow.
This is exciting, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
When you're looking at what's taking place right now, understand that God, it looks like God's about to show himself mighty. And to me, it looks like a lot like the prophecy given at the Azusa Street Revival by William Seymour when he says the whole world will be experiencing this move, not just some local thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, then I'll show myself my greatness and my holiness, and all the nations will know, and they'll know that I am the Lord. And that's just, that's exciting to me. And you have to understand that we're looking so far, right? Everything is fulfilled. Yeah. At this point right now, we're looking that that's what's going to come. But look at the four blood moons begin in disaster, but they end in deliverance. And so that sounds like disaster to me. It's like, you know, tragedy and the, coming in like a swarm of like a cloud of destruction, earthquakes and probably volcanic activity. Oh, my goodness. Pray for Israel. Pray for the salvation of the Jews. Pray for, let history find you on the right side, that I stood for Israel, that I did not stay silent anymore, that I stood up. By supporting VFN TV and the Data Radio program, you are standing for Israel. God and country in that order, and for Israel, we will not be silent anymore.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
That's pretty much where it stops in America. Awesome encounter with God. Angelic visitation. All the offerings and the pledge, everything that's happened. And it's like all of a sudden you go tell two American Christians and they go, well, what about my job and my money? And I didn't hear anything. And besides, I don't follow anybody. And, you know, it's like it stops there, right? It just stops there. Don't you understand? I'm a prophet too. He just doesn't speak to me. And so it would have stopped there. And it's like, we have to understand this is how God operates. This is how he operates. Cornelius had the encounter. Peter don't even know about it yet. He has people around him. He's a man who understands authority. He has people under him. He has people over him. The people that hang around these folks are people that understand authority. And when they're told to do something, they just do it. And God honors it. So thank God this wasn't, you know, in America. So they went. They went, okay, I'm gone. I'm going to go to Joppa. They didn't have Google Maps or nothing. Man. They just went to Joppa.
You've just been listening to a moment from the VFN Dream Center. Find out more. Join the dream at VFNDreamCenter.org. That's VFNDreamCenter.org. We are so excited about being able to encourage you, to be able to encourage you here on your journey. Think about it. Keeping the conversation light. That's what he commanded us. And that's one of the original words the Lord spoke over us is that, and he speaks over all of us, but in regards to why are we doing what we're doing, he says, because he said, go be the light of the world. Mm-hmm. You have to understand that in this dark world that it's dark. And so if we're light, if you're talking about the word of God and the ways of God, I mean, it may be rough at first because there's a lot of darkness. Right. But you're actually bringing light into that area. Mm-hmm. It makes me think of, you know, Rick Joyner and the vision about that sword. And when you're waving the truth around the air, it just changes the atmosphere. Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you want to change your atmosphere, I want to encourage you, begin to listen. It's 24/7, 24/7 to VFN Radio. Go to VFNTV.com and find out all the ways that you can get us. You can watch us on Christian Television Network around the nation and around the world. But listen, you need in your workplace and your home. Just let it play and just let the light come in there. But why have all that prognostication and darkness constantly coming your way?
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
John, I know you're on the, with us today, and I want you to tell our listeners, you know, what the Lord said to you about our economy. And then I want to tell you, you know, what the Lord, the vision the Lord gave me also about that.
Well, thanks, Greg. You know, I had this dream, which was the voice of the Lord to me. And in this dream, I was in my, at work. And as I'm walking past, I've noticed that the entire office of where I was working was literally surrounded by this television screen. So I thought it was completely odd, you know? And so I begin to walk closely to this television screen and I noticed that there was a news reporter. Now, you know, now we get breaking news and they're actually telling the story before they actually break it, you know? But in this dream, this was just like this prophetic word. It was just like, they would break news, you know, in older generations, it was like the best way I can describe it is that there was the reporter was right down in the New York Stock Exchange, and he was surrounded by nothing but stockbrokers. Now, if you've been to New York Stock Exchange, you know that it's a hectic place. It's, you know, it's running. There's traders going everywhere. It's very hectic. But this was at a standstill, and they were all surrounding him. They were very concerned, and the reporter begins to say, he says, you know, stay tuned with us, hold on a second. And they're trying to get together to something really important's happened. So everyone's gathered around the television. And then all of a sudden he says, we're getting ready to share something with you, but what I'm about to share with you is gonna change. It's gonna change the world.
Wow.
And so yeah. So instantly, because of the things that God has already told us, for all the prophetic words that you said we're gonna be sharing here throughout our time on VFN Daily Radio program, I already knew that this was, you know, God was giving me a clue here. So I ran and I went down to my office and to my desk to get my things. So I was getting ready to get out because I knew
this is in the dream.
This is in the dream.
This is a prophetic dream. You're actually, it's just like you're there and you're doing it, right? It's like a drision, almost like a vision dream situation.
Exactly. And so I gather my things and I'm getting ready to leave. And as I'm getting ready to leave, I stop in front of the television screen. And the reporter says, the world as you know it is going to be over in 6 seconds.
Is it minutes or seconds?
6 seconds.
Whoa.
And so instantly, you know, everyone just what's happening? What's going on? And instantly, I knew that it was the economy. It's crashing. It's going to happen, and people were concerned, you know, at work. And instantly, I'm remembering because of all the prophetic words we have put on the BG blog. I'm telling everyone, go to the BG blog. Go to the BG blog.
Which is really, you know, very important. And the reason why we have the BG blog is so that you know, the Lord says this. That he does nothing unless he says it with his prophets first, you know, and he'll pour out his dreams on everybody and visions and all, but he also says that, and you can read about this at the bgblog.org, that if we don't tell everybody, what we're being told, he says that their blood will be on our hands,
right?
But then again, if you do tell them, and no matter what they do with it. Their blood's not on your hand, but they may repent. They may turn and listen to God. But I also think of Jonah and Nineveh that, you know, our heart is this. We want you, everybody to know and our listeners to know that God loves you. This is a great nation. Like Nineveh was a great city. That's what God said. This is a great city. Should I not be concerned? And God is concerned. He's not writing America off, but we have to make a decision to say, you know what, God? Forgive us. We've sinned. We've turned money into God. We've done everything opposite, and we can just reboot, reset, you know. And that's why we're sharing this right now. We want you to know this, that, you know, in the 6 seconds, the economy, you know, falls in this dream, this prophetic dream, and you know, and of course, John is right there, located like 10 miles out of New York City, is where you live, and it's pretty relevant to the context of that. But understand this too, that. There's no time. It's like everything's going to be fine. It's like the days of Noah, right? Everybody's marrying and having a good time. And all of a sudden, it's just like, bam, come on, 6 seconds. All you can do is go, Jesus. You know, and so, but we're telling you now before the 6 seconds starts that you can prepare and you can find out more about that. You know, we're going to continue to talk, but I want you to don't be panicky. Just realize, oh my goodness, I'm beginning to hear. And we're going to unfold quite a few things to you. Over the time, and you can even find out more right now at the BG blog and find out even in more details. And you'll notice when you go to the BG blog right now that there is the actual prophetic words or dreams or visions, whatever it was, the particular time that was being given. And you're going to see the text part of it, but you're also going to see a picture of a blog that looks just like that. And the reason why is when we're moving our material over, we wanted to take a snapshot to show you that this has been up for some time. So you'll see, you can look at the picture of that a blog, and you'll see a date on it, you'll see a time on it, and this has been up. We're not reporting after the fact. This is prophetic news. It's not history news. We're telling you what's happening right here. Go ahead, John. So it was 6 seconds, and you were in the office, and you said the world as we know it,
it's gonna be over in 6 seconds.
It's gonna be over
and so
as we know it. Now we're not talking about the end of the world here.
Right. Right. As we know it. And so you can tell that the people were gravely concerned. Their eyes were wide open and their hearts were wide open. And we came to start sharing the gospel with them and letting them know that there was hope. There's hope. And that's what we're trying to do here today is share this word. God's telling us this in advance so that we can be prepared. We don't have to be alarmed, but we can take heed now. And instantly at the end of the dream, since Lord had already been speaking about this, the dream ended with me getting ready to gather the church and be prepared for what was coming.
And so all of a sudden the reporter's standing in front of the New York Stock Exchange and he's saying the world as you know it is going to change in 6 seconds, basically.
Right. That's
and,
right.
And of course, New York Stock Exchange is where all the businesses are owned by corporations. That's what that is.
Absolutely. It's the economies of the world. You know, everything's trading. Everything's happening there.
Right. And so I remember when we were there last time that they had pillars set up and they had all these different things set up to keep any kind of harm from happening to it. But the one thing that America's not thinking about is the inside out, you know, is what's going to happen in our hearts. And you know, we can guard it all we want to. We talked about yesterday, the strength of horses will not protect you, you know, in the words of wisdom. And so I just want to, you know, this is so important because when I think about it, you know, and I think about 1929, not that I was there. But I'm sure Pat was. No. I was thinking about 1929. You know, the president comes out and he says to everybody in the country, he says, everything is fine. It's going to be A-OK. I mean, you know, he's basically just giving that, not A-OK, but he's just saying everything's fine. But then in the next 24 hours, John, Pat, in the next 24 hours, mm-hmm. the dollar was worth nothing.
Zero. Wow.
And so, you know, we have to understand that God holds everything in his hand. And we can either trust men who will disappoint you because they're men, right?
That's right.
And or you can trust God who's actually holding men together and all creation together and loves you and has a plan for your life. And as we're seeing things unfold before us, everything he says will happen happens, and you can trust your you know. And you think about this. We're talking economy here. According to the George Barna study, regular church attenders, which are fewer now than there's been in a long time. Mm-hmm. I know for some of our listeners right now, you're probably listening because you're not going to any gathering. I want to encourage you. Oh, we got some great things to encourage you at the vfnfamily.org. But the regular churchgoer would be defined in his study. And it's Barna.org, Barna.org, That is somebody that goes every 2 weeks. That's the regular churchgoer, you know. At that time, that's how you define it. I think he defines it differently now, by the way. And he said, out of this regular church attender, mm-hmm. you know, and we always say, how can you go to what you are? All you can do is truly be. But just under that whole concept of going to church, he says only 3%, John, 3%.
Wow.
Tithe. And you know, we've heard tithe so much, we've totally missed it. We'll put it this way. Only 3% obey God in the area of their finances. Mm. And then he says even in that 3%, they're not even obeying God in that. They're just giving it to some charity or something. They're not giving it to where God, where they're being fed.
In fact, Greg, that same report says that the higher their income earner, the higher the income earner, the less they actually tithe. And what they found was that the more economically challenged the believer, the more dependent they were on tithing.
And the reason why we're talking about this, you're talking about the fall of the financial economy. How in the world, you know, because, you know, you can have all the greenbacks you want. But if they're not worth anything, all you do is start a fire with it in your fireplace if you're cold. You know, and the dollar was worth nothing the next day. And so, or very pence, you know, small amount of money. And so understanding that, you know, reason why we're sharing this, I believe that we can tell enough people the way God's designed things. I mean, you think the Gutenberg printing press was something? Look at this. Look at right now we have in VFN Radio, we have VFN TV. We have the social media networks. You know, you can find us on facebook.com/VFNTV, or you can tweet us at VFNTV1. And we're going to get this out, because if enough people hear, just like when Jonah went to Nineveh, that they repented. The king said, "You're right," and they repented, and even the cows fasted. And God changed his plans, and God can change his plans. And so that's why we're telling you about this. But how in the world, when we're not right in God's economy, we think our world's economy is going to be right? If we don't protect, if we don't acknowledge God's sovereignty, how in the world do we really think we're going to maintain our sovereignty as a nation? And right now, the sovereignty of our nation is just going away. It's amazing. But you know what? At the very same time, people are denying the sovereignty of God.
Wow.
You know, and it's like, okay, you want your finances to be right? You want to have a sovereign nation? Then you're going to need to acknowledge the sovereignty of God. You're going to need to honor God with your first fruits. So he's the one that's blessed us. So now we just give him what is his back, you know? And so the economy falls. So what God showed me in a vision, he showed me literally a day vision. It just showed me all of a sudden. And it was just like I was seeing it happen. But paper money, yeah, paper money is like a dollar bill or a $20 bill or something like that, you know, is imagine it kind of stuck behind things and rocks and crevices and stuff. And imagine this huge vacuum is just sucking it. And so it's like flapping out from behind things. You hear it's like flap, 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 flap. And it's just being sucked up into this big like vacuum in the heavens, if it would, you would say that. And it was just, you know, if there was money under something, it was being sucked. But all the paper money was just being sucked up. And wow. Then it was like a mountain, because imagine like a round hole in the heavens, and it's all going towards that hole. So it's coming off this wide earth by the time it goes to that small area. It looks like it's a, and if you stood back and looked at it, it looks like a mountain. But it's really just a mountain of paper money. And then you're kind of amazed by that, right? I feel God when I'm talking about this. I just feel the Lord when I'm talking about this. And then I'm amazed by that. And then the whole thing just turns into flames, and all that paper money just burns up.
Wow.
And then it was over. I was like, oh, my goodness. You know, just, oh, my goodness. And this is before what we're seeing today. And we're buying time. We're just buying time. What you're seeing now is people buy time. But you cannot buy time if we're not going to repent. It's just inevitable.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
You know, if you're out there and you're listening and, you know, you find that life is empty and you're doing everything that you're supposed to be doing. You know, you're working a good job. You went to school. You're married. You have a family. You have children. And you know what? Things still don't seem to quite satisfy. And it still seems like, you know, there's a big hole in your heart. I want to encourage you. There is hope today. You know, there is a hope through a relationship with God through his son, Jesus Christ. And you can meet him at Meet My Father. You know, the world is hungry. And I can tell you, I was in the same place. I can relate. You know, I went to school. I did all the right things that you're supposed to do. But yet, deep down in my heart, I still had such a huge hole and no amount of everything the world had to offer me, and I did it all, was never satisfying. And still, at the end of the day, I still was missing my relationship with God. You know, if that's you, let me tell you, you can meet him. You can go to meetmyfather.org, and you can meet my father, and you can begin this journey of understanding and knowing him personally. Meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
They had a representative from the District of Columbia. They all went to Israel for solidarity.
A lot of people might not know where the District of Columbia is.
Well, educate us, because it's near Washington, D.C. somewhere.
It is Washington, D.C.
There it is. Okay.
I assumed you knew, John.
Right. You assumed wrong.
This is a man with all these degrees. And,
hey.
And last I heard,
I didn't
walking
go to that
on
class.
Water.
I missed that class.
This is our education system. We need help.
I want my money back. No.
Yes. That's why they call it Columbia University. There.
Oh, there we go.
Right, right. Okay. Back to.
Back to, yes.
Back to the night with Israel. Oh, how are you doing?
I'm doing
¿Cómo
excellent.
Está?
Estoy bien, ¿y tú?
Muy bien.
Muy bien.
Yeah. ¿Cómo está, El Pato?
Come on, diga. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so getting back to Washington, D.C., District of Columbia.
He got one joke.
Yeah, that's good.
We're going to wear that puppy out.
6 years of college.
Hey, we're
going
to use that humor. I just want you to know.
That's good.
We're going to use
good.
That humor
good.
For the next
Can y'all make
seven
sure
weeks.
We got. Okay, they got that. Right
okay,
there.
You got it?
Welcome to VFN TV Daily Radio Program.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's LIGHT, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm going to go right into this prophecy started over a seven-year period. You want to know. You want to know if it's truly a prophet, then they speak and then God confirms what was said. Listen up. Watch.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to our county commission meeting for today, June 10th, 2013. Please turn your cell phones to the off, silence, or vibrate position. The county commission allows any person to speak regarding any item on the agenda. The speaker is limited to 3 minutes, unless otherwise determined by the chairman, to allow for the sufficient time necessary for all speakers. We'll start with our invocation with Commissioner Barry, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance by Commissioner Grover Robinson. Mr. Barry.
Thank you. Could I ask Mr. Greg Lancaster to come up to the podium and start tonight's business?
Take one moment. The Lord laid on my heart to be able to share a word. I shared here before with Doris was here. I think a couple commissioners were here. And for 10 years, we had a prophecy here in the city, the Father and Son camping trip. We carried the fatherless out to the wilderness. In the middle of that particular camping trip, Commissioner Robinson was there helping us out during that time as well. We came down here to speak to the county commissioners at that time and share with them what was going on. And 70 leaders were there at that meeting when we were preparing to take these 1,000-plus boys in the wilderness. And four of the county commissioners said nothing. And one county commissioner said, this is good.
Well, I think it's a wonderful program to bring fathers and sons together in our community.
Within a few months, all the county commissioners were removed except for one there. And it's like, my goodness, you guys, your position is so important in the eyes of God. As leaders in the city, and I just want to thank you for what you're doing and your stand right there. And then the Lord, I got an invitation to come back, and the Lord laid on my heart, and that's when Mr. Tuart asked me about, did you have a dream? And I did. That's when he told me about the coming storm, and I talked about the coming storm that was going to be coming. We talked about hurricane storms, but it was actually the financial storm that Alan Greenspan talked about.
Major financial institutions have teetered on the edge of collapse, and some have failed. As uncertainty has grown, many banks have restricted lending. Credit markets have frozen, and families and businesses have found it harder to borrow money. We are in the midst of a serious financial crisis.
And as I'm about to go into prayer, I just want to say the Lord laid on my heart. I said, I'm not going to share it unless somebody asks me to come. And of course, Commissioner Barry asked me to come, and I said, this is it, I was going to share it. That there's another level about to happen. Another level about to happen, and it's going to be, as you're seeing things happen, that says we've never seen that before. It's the biggest tornadoes we've seen before. How could that happen in Boston? How could this happen? And as leaders, I just want to know that we're praying for you, that God would give you wisdom to be able to help us through what's about to happen, because people are going to make demands of you that only God can touch y'all's heart to give you that kind of wisdom. But things are going to increase, they're going to escalate, and finances are going to be really tough. And I really believe God showed me that there's something special on this county. And I want to ask you guys to seek the Lord and pray about that when you're making decisions. It's kind of unrealistic to pull money out of the air. But God can make it happen. Father God, I thank you for each of the leaders that have given their lives to lead, God. I thank you for their willingness to spend endless hours making sure that our county is safe, that each of us have an equal opportunity in this city, that our economy and our jobs happen here, Father God. I thank you, Lord, for the grace that's upon this city. And I just ask you, Lord, that you would spare Escambia County for what's about to possibly happen in the United States. I pray that you would put a spirit of unity on each of the commissioners to work together. Other constitutional officers, Father God, that have to work with the commissioners, that they would listen and they would work together, Father God. We just ask you for grace on this city, Lord. And you show me there's hope and there's good things coming, but we're about to go through something, God. And I just pray for that grace to be able to go through and to protect all citizens, God. And I just pray this crime would come down in our city. This crime would just leave this city, Father God, and our people would be safe. Our mothers, our fathers, our brothers, our sons and daughters would be safe in this city, Father God. In Jesus' name.
Yeah, the real devastation is in Pensacola. Mm-hmm. What you really think about is all those families being evacuated, and then how do they get their life back to order? I mean, how do they, you know, their homes, I mean, people are being evacuated for attics. Mm-hmm. And areas never flooded before.
That's so important. Understand, delivering prophecy was within days. Within days, you may be able to see this on your screen. Within days, that's when the sheriff of that county, Sheriff David Morgan, came before the county commission and demanded money, demanded $1.4 million or something like that dollars from a county who didn't have any money, and they couldn't give it. And at that point, the Escambia County Jail was under that sheriff. And in that turmoil, against their will, the county commissioners had to take on that jail, which is under them anyway. And it's been some, you know, I don't know all the details. I can tell you all that kind of part. But either way, for years, it was ran up under the sheriff. And then all of a sudden, he just basically, it just looked like, you know, according to reports in the Pensacola News Journal, just said, take it. And now we have two deaths, two floods. And we have an explosion taking place at the Escambia County Jail just this morning. And it's like, we've got to listen to God, because that was the sheriff that I was prophesying to. That was the commission that I was prophesying to. When you saw me scratching my head and say constitutional officer, you know, that's what it was, God was speaking to me about. But I was like, I couldn't speak it because of not being received. You know, because it has nothing to do about individuals. Like, this is about the people of the county. This is about the people of America. This is not about political leaders. It's not about politics. And it's not about people who are in office. It's about God, who's is one nation under God. And it's like God's speaking. We got to pay attention. None of us are perfect. None of us hears clearly. We all make mistakes. It has nothing to do with that. But it's about, listen, we've got to care about people. We've got to care about the people in the context of this. And so here we are. These things are taking place, and I want you to start, begin to see some of these pictures. As a matter of fact, I first want you to see, so all of a sudden, in 24 hours, in 24 hours time period, 4 months worth of rain fell right on top of Escambia County.
Well, first of all, I don't think the vast majority of the houses that were damaged were in flood zone areas, and the maps were just released, so you're not going to see the maps changed because of the event that took place. I mean, we're talking about not a 25-year, not a 100-year storm, but probably a storm that may never have been seen and may never be seen again.
Understand, this is what the Lord was saying.
Wow.
How can we not say that God does speak? How can we not say that? You know, that God can prevent future disaster. He can protect us. Okay. He's God. He is God, and above him there's none other. Understand, he does. Who is this that the wind and the waves obey? That's what the disciples said. God. Look at this. We got some more, as you're seeing here, floods that have taken place. And this is, and you heard what I said. We want to play it again so you can hear it after this to make sure you're hearing the context. And this is after the floods.
Oh, that's my
Yeah. Subsided right there. That's actually after the tragedy, right?
Yeah, after the river, basically, of water that came down. That's the next day. That's actually, it's later on in the day where it dried up and they got the water to stop. But that road is completely covered. Houses have collapsed, foundation, bricks removed, trucks.
It was a rapid. It was a rapid. I think you may have it.
Yeah, we do have it.
Yeah, it's in there.
It'll be available. That's,
yeah, there you go, looking at here. That's also the same neighborhood. That's what happened.
A piece of the house has fallen off.
Can't sit on that side, but it's completely off, and that empties out into.
You see it right here. You see the foundation's missing. It's the driveway's washed away here. Okay. That was the night skies were filled with over 70,000 plus lightning strikes.
Oh, wow.
Over 70,000 plus lightning strikes. And God kept the the region. Remember, I was praying, yeah. Dear God, protect us from what's ahead.
Yeah. One report was since people didn't have any power, they said, well, we really didn't need to see at night because it was a consistent lightning the entire night.
What you're seeing right here is someone that the Lord had spoke to, and that he listened to what the Lord had said. Mm. And the two places that God moved him from were underwater, but the place that he's in now, which is Peter, yeah. was totally dry, but yeah. he listened to the Lord, and this is what it looks like where he was.
Wow.
Wow.
How about that?
This is the place right here. It's another place, the second place, and then God immediately told him just recently, and he called Steve, and he said, listen, we got to go to this next place, and God
urgently.
Moved him.
He was yeah, like, we got to go.
Finally, the county administrator, George Tuart, had just been brought back, and he was still there now because they had actually fired him. Mm-hmm. They've removed him. You know, I personally believe we need to honor. We should have honored, George Tuart, because George Tuart in that county and Sheriff Ron McNesby, beyond any shadow of a doubt, and I unashamedly say this, if they would not have taken the horns by the altar, the altar by the horns during the great tragedy of Ivan when it hit Pensacola, those two men we owed a deep gratitude yeah. for. Despite all their offices, there are two citizens in our county that said, and the commissioners just said, listen, George, we're not going to vote on nothing. Bring us out of this thing. And I'm very thankful, Ms. Tuart, for your husband. And we just honor him for he and what Ron McNesby did for our community in bringing us out. Tragedy. I mean, it was blue roof, whole damages and everything. Mm. But it's because they cooperated, and I just have a debt of gratitude. And I got a chance to talk to George, right before he had passed. But the reason why was he was on the board, so he was a witness that God speaks. And I said, he's there. You brought him back. And not only that, when I came in to the courthouse that day, George came down from the DS. He came down, and he said, I wanted to let you know that I'm cancer-free. They just said I'm cancer-free, and we were celebrating that.
Yeah.
And so he was a witness. He endorsed Harris, the county clerk, as a witness who records what's going on, that God does speak. And the very first time he followed me when I prophesied about the second time, coming about the financial crisis and the storm that was going to hit back in the year that it was hitting, that he followed me out of the courthouse because he saw me walking out of the courthouse going, my goodness. Actually, it was August the 12th of that year because it was our anniversary, Donna.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
We found another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's the Torch Newsletter. Every week, the Torch goes out
into your email, whether it's on your phone, tablet, or home PC. The Torch newsletter is going to give you the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. It's also going to give you all the latest highlights. Of course, you can sign up by going to VFNTV.com and selecting newsletter sign up, or you can text VFNTV at 22828 and type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch newsletter now.